Dan, the seniors really came up big today. Explain your feelings right now after all the frustration of the past 4 years, 5 years.
Well, I mean, I guess the last 5 years, every overtime game, I feel like we've always been on the losing end of it. Been that team that's watched the other team storm the field. So, I mean, still, like, don't even believe it. Like, once the goal went in, we're like, what do we do? Like, I went to run to the defense. They were already at the offense. And it's just awesome. Two overtime losses this year, like, games we thought we had against Hopkins and Duke, and to finally overcome that, stay strong despite them scoring the last goal of regulation, I think shows a lot about our offense and our team.
Defensively, it seemed like you were in almost every play. How'd that happen?
Well, we had a long week to prepare, having the Sunday game, and a lot of their guys, we have a great midfield, and we know a lot of them have some tendencies. We knew what formations they were going to be in. We knew the key on 28 whenever we slide to make sure he didn't get anything inside because he's so good inside. So I guess we sort of knew what they were going to do before they did it and just kind of played off our instincts, reactions, and rather than their personnel.
Coach Tillman put in one heck of a play there for the winner, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, Grant Catalino, amazing shooter. Ryan Young, those guys did a great job behind occupying their key defenders. Got a double team, moved it. Grant stepped down in that shot that he's always so good at. I mean, you see him make shots there for 4 years in a row, and we had confidence he was going to make that shot.
Well, Captain Burns, congratulations,
thank,
my friend.
Thank you very much.
Right,
I appreciate it.
We'll see you in Baltimore.
Sounds good.